Okay, let's bring those toes in. Bring those heels up.
It's a hot Tuesday outside,
down,
but inside the Polo out. Senior Center, a dozen
heels
women
up.
Gather for an hour-long exercise class.
Right,
they start with sitting exercises and bounce
in.
Foam balls off
heels
of their
up.
Knees. The Fit for Life class is for anyone who may have gone through surgery recently and wants to improve balance and strength. It's also a time for Joyce Volkers to meet with friends twice a week.
It's a place for people to come to that maybe are alone, and it's just to get together and talk and visit and forget your own troubles.
The Senior Center hosts many events each week, from bingo to grief support groups. An estimated 8,000 people walk through its doors each year.
The senior part of our name throws us off a little bit. It's sometimes like a senior joint community center.
That's Director Barbara Burke.
We also offer the senior health insurance program. We offer the flu shots. This is a polling place. We also offer tax assistance. All they think of is that it's a day-to-day where they just come and sit down and have coffee. They don't realize all the resources.
She says the organization also raises money by renting out the space for reunions and parties. Raising money has become more of a focus for the Senior Center these days. The building is located in the heart of Polo's downtown. It's an early 20th century brick building, but time has taken its toll on this building. A contractor brushes brick outside the Senior Center. He's doing some exterior maintenance to fix loose bricks to keep them from falling and harming passersby. Inside, the situation is worse.
Show you where it's coming, how it's coming.
The roof is in disrepair, and water leaks into the pantry. The Senior Center has had to turn to private donors to help pay for the roof. Nearly $60,000 has been raised for the project, and there's plenty of work ahead. Barbara Burke says raising the money was a community effort.
People don't realize that all the seniors are mostly on a fixed income. And if their children want to continue their parents and grandparents having some place to go, they really need to support it.
The downtown location is a familiar one to longtime farmer Leroy Toms.
This was a millinery store. They sold clothing as well as dry goods. For Saturday evening and night, almost all the farmers came to town, and it was a big social gathering. Because people would park their cars, and some would sit in their cars. Others would walk up and down the street and stop and visit.
Toms says Polo has changed over the years. It used to have several thriving dairy farms, but he says those have dwindled. Toms stays on the pulse of the Polo social scene through the Senior Center. Talk around the Senior Center varies from current events to memories of high school. In Polo, the school mascot is the Marcos. But even those who've lived in this town the longest still have trouble describing the beloved icon.
I can see him.
I can see the picture.
I can see him, a man with a big head.
Yeah. It's not a dog, but it's
like a Viking or something in that order.
Yeah.
No matter, it's still a point of pride for the town's longest-serving residents who still believe there's plenty more to explore in Polo. I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.